USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave President Donald Trump a chance to beat back House Democrats' efforts to obtain his financial records, but ruled that he's not immune from the Manhattan District Attorney's attempts to get his tax files. Cyrus Vance Jr. wants years' worth of Trump's tax returns as part of his probe into hush money payments to two women, while White House Democrats sought financial records from the Trump Organization's accounting firm and two banks to determine if foreign governments, including Russia, hold sway over him. Both matters will go back to lower courts to determine if Trump needs to turn over any documents, which will probably not be settled before Election Day. The rulings, both 7-2, represent a mixed bag for the president, allowing him to drag out the legal process but not providing him with clear-cut victories. The president blasted the efforts to gain his financial information, tweeting after the rulings, "It was a political prosecution." This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A top Republican leader is supporting President Trump's call for schools to reopen in the fall despite COVID-19. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling reporters that it's not a matter if schools should reopen, but how they should do so safely.
And we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
The California Republican also telling reporters he's happy to attend the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida next month, despite a resurgence of COVID-19 in that state. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Indiana woman has been charged in a hit-and-run crash that sent one woman to the hospital and caused minor injuries to a man during a southern Indiana protest over the assault of a black man by a group of white men. Prosecutors charged Christy Bennett with 2 counts of criminal recklessness and 2 counts of leaving the scene of an accident. Bennett's first court appearance is scheduled for July 17. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A small study is now strengthening evidence that pregnant women infected with the coronavirus may be able to spread it to their fetus. Researchers in Italy said they've studied 311 women with COVID-19 who delivered babies in March and April. They found signs of the virus in several samples of umbilical cord blood, the placenta, and in one case, even breast milk. Now, women shouldn't panic. This doesn't mean there's viable virus in those places, and it's too early to make guidelines, according to Dr. Claudio Vencia, the immunology specialist at the University of Milan. It will merit more studies, especially of women who are infected earlier in their pregnancies. California will become the first state to sue the Trump administration over guidelines issued this week that bar international students from remaining in the United States if they can take classes online. The lawsuit, which is expected to be filed in the Northern California U.S. District Court, seeks a preliminary injunction against the enforcement of the new visa policy. Under the directive, students on F1 and M1 visas must depart the country or take other measures, such as transferring to a school with an in-person instruction to remain in lawful status, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Those who violate the rules may face immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings. The policy was announced as some colleges and universities are announcing plans to hold online-only courses this fall as the U.S. struggles to get past the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.